1024 Ranch, starring your radio and screen favorites, Dick Foran, Martha Mears, and the Sons of the Pioneers. Brought to you by your Dr. Pepper bottler and the thousands of Dr. Pepper dealers from coast to coast.
Oh, when you want a welcome drink that picks up energy, just add in the Dr. Pepper and you'll sing along with me.
Drink Dr. Pepper and you'll enjoy it more. Remember Dr. Pepper's time and sense, and four.
Hiya, neighbors. This is Dick Foran, foreman of the 1024 Ranch. Say, just make yourself comfortable here under the welcome sign while we're waiting for the rest of our cowpunchers to show up. Listen, that's our ranch boss, Miss Peggy, right over there, and a mighty pretty tune it is, she's humming. Listen. Well, I had something else to do, but it sure can't wait while I'm listening to this. How about it, boys?
The prairie I wander, night falls and I long for you. Everything here in God's garden shares my longing. Listen to the prairie with a song from a well. Listen to him blend it with a nightingale, singing up above where the dark clouds sail and fly. Oh, listen to the rhythm of the padded feet, singing through the desert to his wife's heartbeat, searching for his love to cry. That note, it's born of a call in a savage throat. He waits a maid to fly. Listen to the moaning of the wind on its way. Everything he touches, he bends and sways. Don't you pledge your love and send him on his way? That's why.
Dick, and I'd like to hear you return the favor.
Well, I'll do, Miss Peggy, just after our friend Art Gilmore has a chance to have his say. Come in, Art.
Thank you, Dick Foran. This time my remarks are addressed to you who possibly never have tasted Dr. Pepper or who have not yet learned to drink it regularly every day. Now, if this fits you, here's a challenge. If you're curious enough to try an experiment, you may learn something to your everlasting pleasure and benefit. Just for the fun of it, take my advice and drink a bite you eat at least three times a day, and at certain appointed hours. Get your Dr. Pepper good and cold, one at 10 in the morning, one in the early afternoon at 2, and one to finish off your busy work day at 4. Now, don't do it just one day and stop. Make it a regular routine for at least 7 days. I'm here to tell you it'll be a revelation. You simply cannot imagine how it'll help you in taste pleasures, in inner contentment, and in steadier, more efficient, more consistent work. It really does help you to stay on the bright side of life, to get your Dr. Pepper pepper-upper at 10, 2, and 4 o'clock every day. Are you skeptical? Well, my friend, you just try it and see who's been missing a bet.
Oh, that's well, Art, well.
All right, Dick, now it's your time.
Oh, it's round up time when the weather's fine, the trays must all be branded. The irons fry and the dogies cry, but the old man has commanded. So all day long I sing this song, hold that critter down.
Hold him down, bird is high.
When the sun goes down and the moon comes round, the old cook jack we're heading. We'll throw the pie in the shake of pie, we'll tie him to his bed and make him run to the tune of a gun. So hold that critter down,
hold it down, burn it high. Hold that critter down, burn it high, hold it down.
of a gun, but I wish that I was like you. So I'll burn hair for next month's hair, so hold that critter down.
Hold it down, burn it down.
I got him down, so burn his heart.
Can any of y'all tell me what time it is?
Oh, say, what's our cook want?
Sure, Snowball. Sure, I can tell you what time it is. Come on over here. I gotta know what time it is on account of I was making a tip. I gotta know. I just gotta know.
Fine cook you are, Snowball. Have to have our clock.
What kind of a cake are you making?
Well, sir, it's a without cake.
Without cake is for wartime.
Oh,
I'll make it without sugar, without butter, without flavoring, and without frosting. And then when you eat it, you just eat it without knowing it's a cake.
Now, see here, Snowball. If you're really a good cook, you don't need no clock. Why, I recollect the time I was on a hunting trip up in the canyon country and did all my own cooking. I never used no clock.
Well, sir, Mr. Truthful, but how in the world, for infants, would you all ever get a soft boiled egg boiled for just 1 minute? No more and no less.
Oh, a 1 minute egg? Why, that's simple. I just pick me out a short canyon and holler at him. You drop the egg in the coffee and holler.
Holler what, Mr. Truthful?
1 minute, take it off in 1 minute, 1 minute, take it off in 1 minute.
Sure enough, in 1 minute, the echo would come back and I'd know to take the egg off. Why, that's the way it was when I went to sleep at night. I never needed no alarm clock. I just pick me out a nice long canyon and holler out,
time to get up, beautiful Joe.
About 6 hours later, that doggone echo would come back and wake me up.
But his tall yarns drive me plum cuckoo.
Oh, Shakespeare, you're just jealous.
Well, Shakespeare, I guess I'm not like you. I enjoy people's tall tales. And I also like the tall mountains and tall timber, too. You know, there's nothing like the Golden West. Tell me, boys, what do you think of when the sun drops over the mountains and nighttime steals across the ranges? What do you think of then? What do you think of, Shakespeare?
I know, Miss Peggy, when it gets that time of day, there's just one thing to do before I hit the hay. I go and get my radio, and in the knobs it twirls till I get lum and lefty. Oh, wonderful.
Way down in the Pine Ridge Mountains, I met my turtle dove. Oh, wonderful world, wonderful world. Here at Bubbling Fountain, just makes her feel the love. Oh, wonderful world,
wonderful world.
Mother Nature's daughter, her name was Nellie Brown. I set a trap in except old Happy Brown. Oh, wonderful world. I kiss her in the moonlight, her cheeks were rosy red. Oh, wonderful world. I'll not forget that tonight we up and went to wed. Oh, wonderful world. Her pappy got his shotgun the night he found it out. But Nellie pulled a fast one, took the bullets out. And now we're both so happy we just shout. Oh, wonderful world. Her old man's a beauty with my folks in the hills. Oh, wonderful world. The way they keep like to see is giving all the chills. Oh, wonderful world. But my old man will get him if he keeps fooling round. He'll never know what hit him, Bob, fall, or down. And that will be the ending of poor old Patty Brown. Oh, wonderful world. Aunt Nellie thinks her folks will win. I'm betting on my ball. Oh, wonderful world.
Wonderful world.
So we'll just wait until it ends. I hope it ends a draw. Oh, wonderful world. But Nell and I are happy amongst their mostly grown. We're soon now be the patty of little Super Jones. Then you can start to see the dance with the Brownie Jones.
Oh, wonderful world.
We know there are millions who feel lost that are two or three soft drinks a day. Many of these are strong Dr. Pepper fans, while some have other favorites. Now, if you are one of the latter, maybe it's because you haven't learned how the Dr. Pepper flavor grows on your taste, and how on longer acquaintance, you learn to depend upon its energy lift for a brighter spirit, a more energetic attitude toward work or play. Well, you'll find it's true, and it isn't imagination. It's due to the scientific principle that when physical energy wanes, physical effort slows down. And by the same token, when you drink a bite to eat, you give your energy a lift. There's some Dr. Pepper shortage due to rationing, but there's still enough Dr. Pepper available at coolers, soda fountains, and at stores in cartons for you to try the test. Try it 7 days at 10, 2, and 4 o'clock, and I'm telling you, you'll be a Dr. Pepper fan for life.
Down the trail we roll along, in the land of destiny. There's a rainbow high in the prairie sky, like the smile of eternity. Down the trail we press along, till a happy day is through. And we sing our song as we roll along, down the trail, down the trail.
Well, friends, that puts another brand on the 1024 Ranch program. We'll be looking for you back again in a couple of days. The welcome sign always hangs out, and there's always a cold Dr. Pepper on the side served with some Western music. So be thinking of us here when the clock says it's 10, 2, and 4.
Oh, when you want to buy some drink and keep your fantasy, just ask for Dr. Pepper and you'll sing along with me.
Drink Dr. Pepper and you'll enjoy that more.
Remember Dr. Pepper, diamond, 10,
2, and 4.
Dick Foran appears on the 1024 Ranch through the courtesy of Universal Pictures. The Sons of the Pioneers, known here on the ranch as the Pepper Rangers, appear by arrangement with Republic Studios. The role of our ranch boss, Miss Peggy, is played by Martha Mears. This is Art Gilmore wishing you good luck and good going with Dr. Pepper at 10, 2, and 4.
And remember to buy all you can of Uncle Sam's war bonds and stamps. Bye.